Carson Arthur is a well-known TV and radio personality, landscape designer, entrepreneur, and farmer who advocates for green living, urban gardening, and clean living. He is currently taking his Feeding Our Community presentation to various venues throughout the region, and last week presented in Wellington to a packed room of concerned residents eager to hear his ideas and how to make it work. His passion for fresh food for everyone came through loud and clear, but some of the staggering statistics he revealed shocked the audience. One in four households in Ontario is experiencing food insecurity, but the number is one in three in Prince Edward County. How is this possible, they wondered, given that the county is a rural agricultural area and has been the food basket for Canada in the past? Arthur shared his ideas to reduce food insecurity, promoting grow your own, share and help each other. Carson Arthur tells us more.
A gardening show and focusing on doing something good for the community is a feel-good. And more than ever right now, people want to feel positive. They want to feel good about their communities, their country, where they live, and they want to feel like they're making a small difference towards that. So I'm just trying to empower people to do that and to give them the passion and the excitement to actually feel like they can make that decision.
How do you think it can happen in this community?
So this community right now, the scariest part is the people that are really facing food security issues are the older community. The retirees who, you know, may have had a pension, but now the dollar amount isn't indexed, so they're starting to slide down where they can't afford the food. And the biggest thing that community members can do is talk to each other. Right, talk and say, hey, I'm doing this, would you like some of that, would you like to help me do this, maybe we can do this for so-and-so. And it's that community platform, that support of each other, that takes away the stigma of feeling like helpless and feeling like, you know, you can't get through each day going forward. Just having somebody stepping up and saying, hey, I grew this extra bunch of carrots, would you like that? Even if it's not going to feed them for 8 months, it's just the generous, the option, that gift, that moment, that community connection that we're starting to lose in such a digital world. So that's what I'm trying to empower people to do right now.
That sounds like neighbors helping neighbors.
100% is neighbors helping neighbors, but on a bigger scale, because it's not just our little town. It's all the towns that are around us and all the towns around each other. And as we look at climate change and we look at global uncertainty and insecurity, we're seeing more people kind of turtling. They're pulling in on themselves and they're kind of, I don't want to say hiding away, but they're keeping everything very tight. And it's this idea that we need to help and support each other and open up and be with each other. That's what, again, what we all need to kind of start repeating.
Is there anything you'd like to add?
And I said it in the end of my presentation, it starts with one person. Today it's me. I'm stepping up saying, please help me. But then if somebody else takes that and they say, you know what, this is what I can do. That's one more person making a change. And if they impact somebody else and they say, hey, what, this is what I can do, it just continues. So if we just get people willing to step forward, to do something with the idea that this is not a mental health situation, this is a community support situation, then we'll make a difference.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, FrequencyNews.ca, and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.